How are we doing? We're joined by Clune, Liam Hoffman of Night Lunch. Liam Clune, Liam Hoffman of Night Lunch. And is there also Kai Shandao in the mix?
No, Kai Shandao's...
They're available.
At her house.
Oh, there's Liam and I, hotel rooms are next to each other.
Different beds?
Unfortunately. The budget's tight, man, so we have to... We just share the bed.
The budget's tight and the snuggles are tighter.
First things first, we've got a hi from and...
Oh, g'day, guys. Are they, like, there, or are they...
They were here yesterday in Dunedin at about 12 p.m. at the studio, and I asked them if they had any questions. And so we've got a bunch of questions from... Really, they should be leading the interview, because most of the questions I have are from them.
That's so classic.
So classic. X-AS color work. You do have your fingers still in the AS color pie, though, Clune. I hear you're working over an AS color in England, and this is actually a question from how did you get the same job, and are you excited to return to AS color?
So I moved to the UK and was on the job search for, like, 2 months, just trying to find retail stuff. Couldn't find anything. And with the, like, tour coming up, I was like, I'm just not going to have a job when I get back. And then out of the blue, Monica, part of the song that we had written about emails, hit me up, emailed me asking if I wanted a job. They have a place opening up in Leeds that works out perfectly. Opens once the tour's all over.
You've just landed on the avenue. That's miraculous.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I shouldn't have even tried looking for a job, you know? Sometimes it just works out. As for being excited about it, I am really excited. Brand new store. Get to meet some new people.
Are you going to try and fill up the store with musicians again?
I don't get to do the hiring for the first batch just because I'm away in China and not in Leeds for everything to get done. Hopefully they've sorted out some cool musician types for me.
It'll be great. Return to old times. There's a pretty obvious question on everyone's minds. How is it getting the band back together? It's been, what, like 6 or so months? It's been a while.
It has been a while. And before that, it was just the Art of Aloham gig. And before that, it was Aloham. So it's been very sporadic. Yeah, moving material, but it turns out that we're like professional rock stars or something, and we just kill it every time.
And you've done 13 shows basically back to back, and now you're sort of on the sort of rest and relaxation, recreational vibe of the China tour.
Almost. We've done 12 shows. Got our 13th show tonight.
Yeah. And Liam and Laura fly away tomorrow, and I fly the next day.
End on a big bang, you know?
Yeah. What's been the vibe of the 12 shows so far? Is it quite similar to Dunedin in that there's a lot of noisy, weird people knocking around making music?
Very alty people. Yeah. Hipsters.
Yeah. There is a funny difference with, like, the crowd. Very, very, like, reserved. Cheering and clapping isn't so much as a thing. Kristen told us about this before we played our first shows. She's like, also don't get freaked out if, like, no one claps after you've finished playing. And yeah, that has been a theme throughout the show. Quite unusual from the regular Dunedin rowdy crowds, you know.
Is there dancing or, like, headbanging at the very least?
Yeah, so they're dancing. You can tell that they're into it, but it's not that same kind of thing where...
Reserved.
Speaking of reservations... asks, what's been your favorite meal that you've had over in China?
Definitely not the frogs.
Frogs was weird.
Frogs was a hard one. We have had...
Frogs was weird.
Some double ups of the duck.
Yeah, the Beijing duck.
Beijing duck was pretty awesome.
Actually, that's my favorite one. And that's like a late night, 2 a.m. after the gig sort of meal.
Yeah, you like
hoisin sauce.
Hoisin sauce and these like little like wrapper things that you...
Little dumpling wrapper things. They're like wafer thin.
And then surprisingly... The pigeon was really good.
Pigeon was yum.
Crispy pigeon.
We've had goose.
Yeah.
I had yak yesterday.
I tried the yak as well.
Dude, anything with a face, you just go for it here.
Flora was here. Laura would say the cucumber salad.
Cucumber salads, I mean.
Are there any bugs you all have eaten, or has it been all amphibians, birds, and mammals?
We need some bugs.
First night in Shanghai, we went to like a barbecue place where they just have... various things on kebab sticks that someone in the back fries up. I saw some bugs and I was like, Kristen, what are those? She's like, I don't know, bugs? She's like, do you want to give them a try? I was like, yeah, I'll give them a try. And they were good. No complaint. I have no idea what type of bug it is.
Duck blood? It's some duck blood.
It's a bit weird.
Overall, we've mostly been eating food on this tour, so if you get us started on food, that's we're going to eat up all the time.
Well, we can wrap up the food chat by just saying a culinary success, yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Food is mean.
Even the train food is good.
Asks, has there been any band tension?
Oh, so much band tension.
Oh, man. Every show we break up. No, there hasn't really been any band tension. But I've broken a string on the diddly bows each night, sometimes two strings. So I think 12 shows I've broken 15 strings.
Mm. I'm just coming out of a 4-day fever, and I played Chunyo Festival sort of mid-fever. It was pretty weird.
I'm like taxied into the festival and taxied away again.
That was a bit tense.
Hoff was at the festival for like tops an hour and a half.
Yeah. Whoa.
2-day festival.
But I was in like a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
Like a vampire.
Fruit platters on getting there.
Watching Peep Show and eating my fruit platters and coughing up duck blood.
Coughing up duck blood. I got those duck blood headaches.
Yeah. Wait a minute, he won't shut up about this duck blood headache. It's almost like a tongue twister.
Has there been sort of attacks on the body, the mind, or the spirit through, you know, touring thousands of kilometres, you know, doing 12 shows nearly back-to-back? How is the body feeling? Is it okay?
Well, like we said, Hoff got sick, you know, just before Chunyo.
I've been all right. My throat has been on like a... My vocal cords have been strained since the start, but have never fully blown my voice out, which I'm very, very surprised about.
A little late. Late nights, early starts, because we had like 5 shows in a row, and then 3 shows in a row, and then 2. So it got more chill, but the first 5 nights in a row was madness.
5 shows in a row.
5 cities. That was pretty brutal, but I was so just excited that it didn't matter.
Yeah, I really liked it. The only thing that I didn't like was all the cities kind of blurred together. Yeah, kind of forgetting what cities we'd played.
You know, the tour is led and organized by Kai Shandell, who's an awesome, great DJ and sort of musical figurehead in New Zealand. How is she doing? How is she, like, navigating all of the China stop? Are all the stops quite familiar territory for her?
So we've been doing a little bit of, like, footage on the way, and it's just... me, Hoff, and Laura all mucking around, and then Kristen's just constantly on her phone, sussing everything out.
Dude, Kristen susses everything. It's crazy. She's like, you need panel? Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Oh, you need a new cymbal bag? Oh, that's here, by the way. Oh, we didn't have a drum kit for the show. Okay, I got a drum kit now. Yeah. She just lives on her phone and gets everything done. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Orders all the food, you know.
And dude, this is a land of convenience and delivery. Like, you can get anything you want delivered to your hotel door, basically. I got a wireless charger because my charging port broke.
Yeah, that one was pretty random.
And then Kristen's like, oh, it's going to be there at midnight.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
So kind of a shock just as to how advanced the metropolises of China are.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, fully.
Every car's EV, basically. There's no combustion engines anywhere. Even the garbage trucks and, like, concrete trucks and shit.
Yeah, there's a few, like, really big trucks that are combustion, but, I mean, it's so nice.
It's so quiet. I mean, the traffic is pretty crazy. It's, like, merged like a soup, you know? Some very hilarious driving. And just scooters everywhere. But everyone just sort of, like, navigates each other, and, like, it's quite a rhythm.
Liam Hoffman, you wanted to go see a garden over in China that was a sister garden to the Chinese garden that's in Auckland, Dunedin. Did that end up happening?
No, we didn't end up going to that.
It has been very much tour and gigs come first. If we get downtime, we're very, very lucky.
Yeah, Shanghai was just like, we're just walking around. Ciggy's like $10 a pack, so it's just
$4 a pack.
Yeah, I'm going for this fancy one.
Fancy one, my goodness.
But it's been pretty, not super touristy, but we did some touristy stuff in Xi'an, which was like Terracotta Warriors.
Oh, sick.
The Song of Everlasting Sorrow.
Yeah, an insane stage play, which was hilariously crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, everything's massive. There's people absolutely everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, but also it has surprised me that, like, you know, we'll go to cities where it's like 20 million people and we can find a place where there's like no one around.
Mm.
Like, where are all these people? Probably in the massive skyscraper.
And there's often like a real commercial area and then it's like real local area, you know?
Mm. We went to the tallest building in China. Third tallest building in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest elevator in the world.
Whoa. Yeah. How long did it take to get from the bottom to the top?
20 seconds?
Yeah, not long. Less than a minute, for sure.
It's 15 meters a second?
Oh my God.
I don't know how high it is.
No, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. Isn't it like 700 meters tall?
But you get to the very top and then you can see pretty much all of Shanghai.
I mean, it's too big.
It's too big. Like, I love it, but I'm like, there's too much stuff. Too much going on.
So it hasn't made you want to move over to China?
There's been parts.
There's been moments, actually, yeah.
Like certain cities align with our taste.
Suzhou is the smallest I think we've been to, and it's like just gorgeous. It's all like uniform, like all the buildings are like white and grey. That's kind of the rule.
Mm.
And there's canals and shit.
Oh, Suzhou is lovely. Yeah, they call it the Venice of China.
Yeah.
There's like canals everywhere, and
yeah,
the place we played was just like so cool as well.
I mean, it is cool having this many crannies just to walk around. Nooks and crannies.
The crannies are there. I could use some more nooks, you know.
It just keeps going. It's like a labyrinth, and you're like, oh, so you can buy oranges here, or you could, like...
I think, Clune, you mentioned before that you were playing a festival. What sort of Chinese bands have you discovered that you've really come to enjoy?
Oh, man. Who was playing at the festival? There was some really good outside of China acts as well. I don't know any of their names for the China bands because they're all in Chinese characters and whatnot that I don't know how to read. But there was some like really cool traditional bands, and they would have like some fire dancers that were doing performances during their set, which was absolutely insane. I try not to talk about it too much because Hoff didn't get to experience any of this.
I was watching season 6 of Peep Show.
Yeah.
What a loss.
Yeah, exactly. There was this other guy, I need to remember the name of, legit drone guitar stuff with his friend. And then Sweet Sister Sensation.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a krautrock band. They played on the big stage. It was really cool. One of the guys in that is in a band we played with in Wuhan.
Dog Poop Luck.
They were also cool.
Dude, it's the just a bit of a tangent, but all the mistranslations in English around, like shop names and clothes, are amazing.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah,
they're actually beautiful and adorable and hilarious.
Anything as good as Spinch Potato Pity?
Not quite, I don't think.
It's unbeatable. But yeah, I do have one last big question. Has the tour made you two want to record some more stuff if you got the opportunity?
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
It's been
mostly just hanging out, playing gigs. Less like, would I write some new stuff?
Mm.
But I have been brainstorming the idea of trying to do some cross-country recording or something. You know, I work on some stuff in the UK.
That'll be cool.
Hoff record some stuff in New Zealand. See what it's like being in different countries. But the tour hasn't really made me think about that. I don't know about you, Hoff.
No, not at all. It's just playing what we know. But it's been real fun playing those songs.
Man, we've played some like some of the B-sides, and it's just been like
memory.
Right, yeah, everything's like flicking into place.
Thank you so much for time. It's always good talking to both of you. Any final thoughts, words, or opinions for our listeners out there?
If you ever get to go to China, do it. It's fucking crazy.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, and like, it's kind of embarrassing for us because everyone else's English is so good, and then our Chinese is so
shit.
Absolutely beautiful place. I am talking about coming back again when I'm passing through on my way back to New Zealand.
Kristen lives in Chengdu, where we are now. So,
yeah.
And we've made mates in every city, basically.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a great time. I'm so happy the tour has gone as swimmingly as it has, despite your fever.
It's also just been great to hang out with Hoff for a whole month.
Yeah, we haven't
after not seeing him for 6 months. It's been
that's the main bit.
Yeah. And also to become like really good friends with Kristen as well. Yeah. It's been awesome.
Thanks again. I appreciate it lots. And bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Laters.
And that was the chat I had with Liam and Liam from Night Lunch. That was from last week. We talked about their tour in China, and yeah, it sounds like it was a real success. Aside, of course, from my brother getting sick. That wasn't very fun, but it is what it is. You can't control it. But yeah, that was real sweet. I want to go to China now. I really want to go to China. It sounds like the cat's pajamas. It does sound like it's, you know, very intense. Just things happening everywhere. Huge buildings. You can sort of do and get anything you want. You know, the world is your limit. But yeah, no, it sounds like a real, real fun time. We're going to play some Night Lunch for your listening pleasure. We do have two more chats lined up this morning. These will be live chats. We have Diggy from Shapeshifter joining us at 9:30. At 9:30? Oh, shit. Okay. We have Diggy joining us from Shapeshifter at 9:30 to talk about Shapeshifter playing the Town Hall. We also have Druk joining us at 9:45 to talk about their NZ tour. So the whole show this morning is dedicated to the art of the tour. Here is Night Lunch with House Full of Shit. I'll see you soon for that chat with Shapeshifter. Enjoy.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.